I finally started studying this word Elohim, and it's a derivative of the word Eloah, which is only used one time in the Old Testament. And Eloah is the name of the Most High God, and Elohim is a plural form of Eloah. And when you finish reading all of the scriptures on this word Elohim, it's a direct reference to the word gods, small g, G-O-D-S, which is a generic word. Elohim is a generic word for messengers or angels. And so he starts talking about this word Elohim, and he says, and he brings out a scripture on this strange character in the book of Genesis called Enoch. And it says, Enoch walked with God, or Enoch walked with Elohim, or better, Enoch walked with gods. And then it goes on to say, and God, or Elohim, took him, and he was not. He's the only guy, except for, I think, Elijah, that never died in the Old Testament. He never died. Well, there's another very important scripture in the Old Testament that nobody's ever talked about, and it's in 1 Chronicles 28:18, and it's David, King David of Israel, talking to his son Solomon, and he says to Solomon, when you build the Jewish temple, because David didn't build it, his son did, mm-hmm. Solomon, make sure that you make a model of the chariots of the cherubim. Cherubim were watchers or angels. So here's a direct reference to angels flying in ships.
And make a model of it.
And put it in the Holy Temple. Here's a direct reference, you know, to something that certainly the Christian world doesn't believe, that angels fly in ships. I'd never seen it. In 35 years of studying, I'd never seen this before. So here's this guy Hutchins connecting the dots for me, and this guy that's had this experience in Canada, and I'm going, oh my God, I have got to make a film about
that's
all of these things. It's incredible.
Is there a physical structure model of craft anywhere out there in the Middle East?
I don't believe so. The temple was, you know, destroyed by the Babylonians.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any knowledge of any physical structure. But, you know, what really fascinates me is that David actually must have known what they looked like to make a statement like that to Solomon.
Well, and then you hear, you know, Ezekiel and what he describes. There's just so much out there. Now, I've heard from other people who think that angels were messengers, that UFOs really are evil, a lot of different views on this, Ken. In your particular case, do you think this is good or bad?
Well, I think there's both. I think there's ships, there's watchers that fly in ships. And the Bible's full of this stuff, George, full of it. I mean, I've got scripture after scripture that I'd never seen before that points to this. But I also think that there's evil ones, too. I think there's both. I think for most people that we can't understand this, we usually have a negative interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm hearing from this man in Canada and what I've acquired and what I'm studying from what Dr. Hutchins has written and what I've researched myself and dug into, it seems no doubt that messengers were involved in giving to Enoch instructions on how to build a great pyramid. And that great pyramid, as we'll talk in the next half hour, I guess, has so many things about it that could not have been made by natural knowledge. It had to come from, had to be handed down. It was just too sophisticated.
What do you say to people, Ken, who, if you were talking to Zahi Hawass, who heads up Egypt's antiquities, if, you know, and he's a staunch, look, the Egyptians built this with a zillion people, and we carved these blocks, which, you know what, the precision is just impossible for man to do that without equipment, at least, and heavy equipment and sophisticated equipment. What do you tell people like that who think of the traditional way that these pyramids might have been built?
Well, you know, I try to communicate with Dr. Zahi Hawass. I mean, I wanted to go the traditional route of getting a license to go film over there.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, this is why my film probably will never be seen, or maybe not soon seen, on the History Channel or on Discovery Channel, because those people make deals with Dr. Zahi Hawass so they can go in there and film and support the traditional historical Egyptian view of how it was built.
Right. If he knows you're coming
if he knows I'm coming, he ain't going to...
No, he won't let you in.
Well, he'll let me in for a lot of money, but he will not let me film where I got to go to make my point. And so every time, anytime anybody that wants to go in there and film in Egypt, they have to surrender their script to him to see if he's going to tamper with it or if he wants to tamper with it or wait it. They just had a show on where they were, it was a conflict kind of a show where they showed the Atlantean view and the Egyptian view, and they made the guy from that had the Atlantean view look so ridiculous that it was like a joke. And the guy had some interesting points to make, but they made him look like a moron, and it was because the History Channel produced it, and they had to produce it so that it supported the traditional view of the pyramids, which, and the traditional view is that the Great Pyramid is a tomb, and it was built to be the sepulcher for the pharaohs.